This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Retirees from some big American companies will have to go shopping for health coverage. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Two more big companies are making major changes to their health coverage. IBM and Time Warner are both shifting the health care of their retirees to what are called health care exchanges. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on why more companies are doing this and what this means for the people affected.
At IBM alone, about 110,000 employees will be affected. Instead of getting health insurance through IBM, they'll choose among several plans through a private exchange. And many more American retirees will get theirs the same way as other companies follow suit.
I think it's a tsunami. We're going to find virtually all early retirees going into exchanges.
J.B. Silvers is a healthcare finance professor at Case Western Reserve University. Some retirees could find better deals, especially if they're relatively healthy. But those who have chronic illnesses or use expensive prescription drugs could wind up paying more over time.
This is a big question. How will the plans on these private exchanges be priced?
This expansion of private health insurance exchanges comes as public exchanges created by President Obama's health care overhaul come online. That all means Americans will face complicated and important choices when it comes to their coverage. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
The Obama administration is taking another crack at reining in for-profit colleges. Some schools have come under fire for saddling students with heavy debt loads and lightweight credentials. After a federal court threw out new regulations last summer, negotiators are back at the table today. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The original gainful employment rules would have punished career colleges if more than 35% of their former students were not repaying their loans. The idea was to weed out expensive programs that don't lead to good-paying jobs. A U.S. district judge threw out the 35% rule, calling it an arbitrary threshold. Ben Miller is a policy analyst who worked on the regulation while at the Education Department.
The judge has been very clear that the department has the legal authority to regulate this area. And the issue with the courts was really just where you drew the line on one threshold.
A new, tougher draft proposal would focus instead on the amount of debt graduates have compared to what they earn. Steve Gunderson is president of the Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities. He says there are better ways to measure student success.
Do you get placement in the area of your study? And did you actually complete your study? Did you graduate?
Gunderson's group wants the Obama administration to hold off on new rules until Congress takes up the Higher Education Act, which is due for reauthorization this year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Apple's stock is down nearly a third over the last year, partly because it seems that everyone who wanted an iPhone and who could afford it already has one. But with the next model expected to be unveiled tomorrow, Apple is looking for trade-ins. Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
Tanae Harris used Apple's trade-in program when it began just last week. She got her new iPhone by trading in her niece's older model.
My kids have iPhones, and, you know, most of the young people in my family, and they said, you know, Auntie, you need to go ahead and have an iPhone.
But people who already have iPhones have been slower to buy the latest models. Israel Ganot is the founder and CEO of Gazelle. a website that buys and resells high-end smartphones.
Regardless of what the 5S will look like, it's not going to be as revolutionary as the first iPhone. So as innovation starts to slow down, Apple simply has to find other reasons to get their customers to upgrade on a regular basis.
Overseas, Apple has a different reason to make its iPhones cheaper. Here's telecoms analyst Roger Entner.
Apple is losing out, especially in emerging markets, to lower-priced Android devices.
Worldwide, 3 of every 4 smartphones runs Google's Android operating system. In some places, those phones cost as little as $15. Still, the resale market for used high-end smartphones is growing too. Israel Gannut.
You're talking about billions of consumers that are going to transition into smartphones over the next few years, and a significant proportion of the market cannot afford to buy the latest device, so they'll be as happy buying last year's model at a deep discount.
Yet in the U.S., only a fraction of consumers trade in their old smartphones. Apple's trade-in program could change that.
The opportunity here in re-commerce is driven by changing consumer behavior.
Trade-ins also allow Apple to profit twice off of the same parts. Jason Gernick is a manager at Spring Street Mac in Los Angeles, which has sold refurbished phones since it opened.
They're essentially double-dipping on their own manufacturing process. These parts will go back into their supply chain, whether it's for defective products that are out there or refurbished products that they'll sell, and they will also sell those at a profit.
Whatever their plans are, so far, Apple has been characteristically tight-lipped about the trade-in program and upcoming releases. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.
And we'll be monitoring oral arguments in a federal appeals court today in a case that could guide the future of the Internet. Verizon and the Federal Communications Commission are arguing over what's called net neutrality. That's the principle that Internet companies should be neutral conduits and should not be able to play favorites by offering some content faster or at higher quality. Internet companies argue it's their equipment and they should be able to give extra special service to business partners. One way to think about it, imagine a private toll road with an extra fast lane only for Mercedes cars because Mercedes-Benz signed a deal with the toll road company. The lawyers on both sides will try to improve on that metaphor in court today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.